Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan. We got two random stops. The first is going to be in Omaha. We're going to make a little audible here. We're talking some college football. Nebraska was looking to take on Wisconsin. Wisconsin obviously dealing with a massive COVID outbreak. That game has been canceled, and Nebraska is looking to make up that game, and they were trying to play Chattanooga, but they got declined on that by the Big Ten. So our good friend Josh Peterson in Omaha at 1620 The Zone sports radio station joins us now on Twitter at Josh Tweeterson. Peterson, it's good to have you on with us, man. I'll just start with your initial thought of them canceling this game between Wisconsin and Nebraska, and maybe not waiting a couple more days to see if Nebraska and Wisconsin could end up playing despite the COVID outbreak.
Yeah, guys, thanks for having me on. You know, it seems like Wisconsin, you know, at this point in time, they're still under the number of positive tests that would cause like a cancellation by the conference. And so I've had a theory kind of all week long that they had like these positive tests that they had the immediate, the rapid response ones. Mm-hmm. And then they ended up taking those PCR tests, and we still don't have like the full information. But my guess is that there's a lot more positives in Wisconsin with the football team than have been reported thus far. And I think that they wanted to cancel this game, try to get a handle on it, because, I mean, there's the possibility of losing next week versus Purdue right. For them, and maybe even beyond. So I just think that they wanted to get out ahead of this and only lose one game rather than two or three games and completely remove themselves from that Big Ten West race.
I love watching you interact with Husker fans on Twitter, man. It's quite enjoyable, and I want to ask, what percentage of Husker fans think this was a decision made to help Wisconsin because they were going to be playing this game with their four-string quarterback?
Great question, Dirt. I would guess that right now it's probably like 50-50. Like,
wow.
I think that there's a lot of frustration around here going back to the summer, going mm-hmm. back to the initial decision, and going back to really a lot of like the backlash that Nebraska has taken. I have tried to like, you know, push back against that and say it's not happening that way. That we can like make fun of the Big Ten all we
sure.
want for decisions that they have made. They have not been perfect by any means, and you guys know about it as well with the Pac-12 mm-hmm. only having, you know, six regular season games and then that conference championship weekend with no margin for error. I'm
right.
guessing that we're going to see some of this in that conference, and I'm guessing we're going to see more of this in the Big Ten conference as well. But the idea that the league like is cackling at Nebraska or laughing at Nebraska, this is an embarrassment for the Big Ten going back to their initial decision and going back to the fact that now there is one less game this weekend, probably going to have that moving forward. So the idea that the Big Ten is somehow reveling in this, I'm going to push back on that. I'm going to say that that's not true.
Yeah, Josh Peterson's our guest here on the Daily Ticker, 1620 The Zone in Omaha, as Nebraska's game against Wisconsin canceled. Now, man, I saw this from Mandel because I don't follow the Nebraska account, but they did a poll question asking about if the roles were reversed, would the Big Ten basically make this game happen? And they actually ended up getting more no votes than yes. 25,000 votes in, and they had more no's than yes. They ended up deleting that tweet off. And Mandel said, why would you delete it with that many votes? I have to ask this, man, because you're probably the most level-headed Nebraska guy we know in the media. A Nebraska fan, you just dabbling in QAnon? Like, what's going on with the conspiracy theory stuff with Nebraska and the Big Ten?
Dude, right? The conspiracy theory brain has taken over like every level of society, and it's really annoying the hell out of me. Yeah, that was an interesting night. So to just be out in front of it, I threw on the Borat movie. I was watching the new Borat last night, and suddenly I'm getting some texts from some other friends in the media. I'm like, what in the world is happening? So I go, and I see this tweet. So it's from – this is the official radio Husker Sports Network account. So it's the group. They do a nightly show, and then, of course, they handle all the coverage of the football. Basketball, baseball, etc. Games. And so I was told by somebody that works with the network that, like, there was a show that was on when this poll question went up. It was neither of the hosts. I didn't get an answer, though, on who put this poll question up. I couldn't believe it, though, because, like, come on. If the same situation is reversed, and look, I don't know if Nebraska decides to pull the plug, because that's the thing. Wisconsin was the team that pulled the plug. This is not a Big Ten decision just yet. But once again, it's like that idea of people and leagues or whatever are out to get Nebraska, it was seeping into that. The funniest thing is you mentioned that it actually had more no votes than yes votes, that it blew up nationally. And so then all of these big heavy hitters like the Mandels, like the Dan Wetzels, Adam Kramer, like these guys are all retweeting it. And so suddenly you get a bunch of non-Nebraska fans in there. I'm guessing they did not expect that. I mean, you guys put up poll questions. We put up poll questions all the time. I've never seen one of ours get a 25K vote. So I'm guessing that they did not expect that to happen.
Well, look, there's a lot going on around the program. Obviously, opening with Ohio State. And I know Husker fans are upset about some of the calls. And you hung close in the first half. And the second half got out of hand. And then not playing Tennessee Chattanooga this week. But I almost feel like the most compelling storyline around them is just this whole thing that's going on with the Big Ten. And this might be ridiculous to ask, but I'm going to ask it anyways. Based on what's happened in the summer, what has lingered now into the fall, and the sentiment of the fans, and I'm assuming this probably exists at the university, are we inching closer to a divorce here between the Nebraska and the Big Ten?
Man, I don't think so. I think that there is definitely a lot of frustration, and I think that this is just one of those moments where, like, the league and the program need to kind of go to their own separate bedrooms and think about things for themselves. I don't think that that's going to happen because so much of it goes beyond sports, of course, right, with the prestige and the things that come with being a Big Ten academic university. I think that that would keep a true split from happening, but I don't know, man. Never say never, right? Like, this has been a weird year. It's been a weird time for a while. And so I guess I ultimately wouldn't be surprised if that were to happen. But I would guess no. That certainly not in the short term that a divorce is going to go down.
Yay or nay on this? We'll get you out of here on this one, Peterson. You have a 26.2 sticker on your car now.
I do not have a 26.2 sticker on my car, but I've thought about doing like some form of a tattoo. Like, yes, my dad has one on his on his ankle, and so I thought about doing something down there on my foot. But yeah, I did just get in the marathon this month, and surprisingly, I've kept running afterwards. I don't know what the hell is wrong with me.
Yeah, you got a disease. It's okay. We all go through that. By the way, I vote for that tattoo to be on the lower back. Let's get a tramp stamp going. 26.2. A lot of people are going to wonder what that number represents. Josh Peterson, our good friend in Omaha, 1620 The Zone. The latest on Nebraska and Wisconsin. The game canceled. The Cornhuskers tried to schedule Chattanooga, and they got told no by the Big Ten. Thanks so much, Peterson, for hopping on, man. We always appreciate the time. Keep on rocking down there.
Boys, thanks so much for having me. Take care.
All right, there we go. Josh Peterson in Omaha. Now let's go to Miami. Pretty big news. Zach Krantz, our good friend at WQAM 560 AM Sports Radio down there in Miami. Tua is taking the reins for the Dolphins after Fitzmagic had quite a performance. Dolphins are starting to roll a little bit, and this one kind of came out of left field. So Zach joins us now. Zach, thanks for hopping on with us here in Portland, man. We always appreciate the time. Were you surprised by the timing of this announcement? Were we waiting for Fitzmagic to have a 5-6 interception game, or was this about what you expected?
I'll tell you what, I expected him to play around the bye week, and that was going to be around week 11 in between the two, sandwiched in between two New York Jet games later in the season, obviously with all the switches of games, and they played the Jets last week. I just expected it to be during the bye. It's an early bye, obviously, because I don't think they planned on it. And especially coming after two wins, and Fitzpatrick didn't look terrible in those games. I think we were all waiting for a Fitz tragic game or two before, you know, we were all calling for his head at that point. So the time was a little, you know, suspect, but it, you know what? We knew it was happening at some point this year where Tua would get the reins, and he would be the quarterback. It just came, I think, a little earlier than a lot of people expected, yes.
What's the response been inside the locker room? Like, we always love to speculate from the outside in of how players would feel about this, but I've seen some float the theory of, like, man, Fitzpatrick was playing well. They had won, what, 3 out of 4 games? Like, they're in the playoff picture. And you're benching a guy. Usually when this move is happening, it's because the starting quarterback sucks and, you know, it's the team sucks and let's make the move. So this one's kind of unique. How has it been received by Dolphin players?
From what we've heard, from what we've seen, I mean, it's all Zoom calls now. It used to be a lot different when you could actually head into the locker room and talk to a guy, even off the record a little bit. And you can't do that now. Everyone's on the Zoom call together. So they're saying the right things. I think they know what they've seen in practice from Tua. I don't think, you know, Tua is the second grader trying to get on the high school football team. Like, he played high-profile ball at Alabama. The only question mark about him was him being injured. So if he didn't get injured, he could have easily been the number one pick in the draft. You never know. But I think that they see the talent. They understand the situation with Tua, that he is the next up-and-coming guy for this team, possibly a franchise quarterback. So I think the players are responding well. I think if some of the players honestly thought there would be that big of a drop-off, I do think some guys would say something. But you haven't heard that yet. Everyone's being politically correct. So I guess we're going to have to see. If he struggles for a game or two and they get kind of – they're 3-3 right now. If we're talking in a couple of weeks back on the show and they're 3-6, I don't know what the locker room is going to be like then. But we have to see. We have to see what happens on Sunday and whether he's bad, good, doesn't look like he's in or ready. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, Zach Krantz is our guest here, 560 Sports Radio down in Miami. Dolphins are hosting the Rams. Tua's first start going to be against the 5-2 LA Rams coming to town, who just beat the Bears on Monday Night Football. Now, Zach, this is an easy question, I think, for people like you and I, but fans can be a little more passionate, a little more involved. Do you think the performances of Burrow and Herbert have maybe changed what fans are expecting from Tua?
Yeah, I do. I even though both guys combined have 2 wins together, the numbers are ridiculous, right? I mean, Justin Herbert, I don't know how many people out there are playing fantasy football, but if you picked up Justin Herbert a couple of weeks ago, you're smiling today, I'll tell you that much. He's putting up some crazy numbers, and Burrow is too. They're not winning a lot of games, but they're putting up numbers. I don't know if that would make the fan base happy if all of a sudden Tua threw for 303 touchdowns every game, but they started losing games. Right. Like, I'm not sure what the expectation's like outside of the fact that they were winning some games. So I don't know if there was pressure or not. It certainly didn't help the situation. If Herbert went out there and stunk it up, if Burrow's team were the Jets right now and just didn't have any chance to win games, I do think they might be a little more cautious in that, in the locker room, and not just the locker room, but upstairs in the facility. It was going to happen. There was pressure from about 50 different angles to kind of, when are we going to see Tua? What's going to be Tua? There's not another bye week. What are you going to do here? So I just think, there was a little pressure. There was a little kind of anticipation, a little of everything. I don't know what to expect on Sunday. This guy could go out there and throw over 300 yards and 4 touchdowns, or go 6 of 25 with 4 picks. I don't know what Monday morning is going to be like. I'm honestly more excited for Monday morning that I haven't on sports radio in a long time.
Yeah, it's the beauty of rookie quarterbacks making their debuts, man. You mentioned the health concerns, and I know that was something we were all glad to hear when he was clear and he's been practicing and all that stuff. Well, now they're throwing him out there on his first career start against Aaron Donald and the Rams, and that was my first reaction. Like, is that the guy you want to go against? Because I just watched him on Monday Night Football, and he was all up in Nick Foles' kitchen. What are they going to do schematically to try and protect him in that situation? And then from somebody who hasn't watched every down of Dolphin football this year, how is their offensive line?
Well, they're starting 2 rookies on the right side, which is Tua's blind side. Solomon Kinley from Georgia, Robert Hunt in there also, who just got in there a couple weeks ago after another rookie that was playing left tackle got put on IR. I'll tell you what, it's the perfect way to talk about an offensive line. When you're not talking about them, they're doing something pretty good or they're getting better. When you're talking about them every week, something's wrong with your offensive line. Any NFL city, any sports radio guy, any sports TV guy knows that. I think they're doing pretty good. They're not great. They're definitely not a great offensive line, but I've seen bad offensive line play here in the last decade, and that's not what's going out there right now. So schematically, what do? You petition the NFL and ask them if you can put 26 offensive linemen out there. I just don't think that's going to work. Yeah. But I look at it like this. If you're going out there in your first boxing match ever, and they're going to put Tyson in the ring with you, it's going to get easier from then on. If he could get past Aaron Donald and that defensive line – not that any week is easy, but I do think it'll be a little bit easier week by week if Aaron Donald is the first guy you face.
Yeah, it's an exciting time in Miami, man. The season's been pretty good for them. A great win in San Francisco, and now you get to see the future franchise potentially for the Dolphins. Tua getting the start against the Rams this weekend in place of Fitzpatrick. Zach Krantz, our guest, 560 AM Sports Radio, WQAM. Find him on Twitter, too, at Zach Krantz. Zach, thanks so much for hopping on, man. It's going to be an exciting time this weekend, and enjoy Monday morning. I'm sure it's going to be fun either way.
I think either way, I'm going to have a good Monday morning. Just depends if I'm smiling and wearing my Tua jersey or wearing my old Marina jersey. That's it. Anytime, guys. Thanks so much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.